This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Hey, Mishnah Yod. We learned in Mishnah Ches that if a Tomei, a Taner of it, was cut into pieces, then it becomes pure. None of the pieces have Tomei anymore. But if the Taner is reassembled, the pieces are put back together and a layer of clay is added, which helps to not only insulate but hold the pieces together, and then it is deemed a halachic taner once again, and therefore it would be makabel tumah. If, however, the Mishnah taught the person put a mold of clay surrounding the reassembled tanur, but there's a gap between the clay and the walls of the tanur itself, even if he filled it up with little pebbles to maintain the insulation, it would not be considered a halachic tanur. For since he didn't apply the clay directly to the reassembled pieces, there's nothing that properly binds them together, therefore it's not considered a proper taner, it's not mekabel tumah. Our Mishnah discusses the following case. Chas chuchuyos, somebody cut a taner oven into rings by cutting from side to side, and he thereby made it a broken taner, it's not a taner anymore, it's not mekabel tumah. But then he put the pieces back together, put the cut-up rings one on top of the other. V'nasan chol bin chulya l'chulya. He put some sand between the rings, and then he coated the outside of this with clay. So the coating part was done in the normal way, was applied directly to these reassembled pieces of tanur, but the pieces from top to bottom are not touching each other. There's that intervening sand. The question is whether, in the eyes of the halacha, this is a properly reassembled tanur that would be classified as a halachic tanur that's mekabel tumah. The Mishnah tells us there was a dispute about this. Rabbi Eliezer Metahir. Eliezer ruled that no, this is not considered a proper tanur. True, he put the clay directly on the outside, but we can't consider this properly reassembled because of the sand in between the chuyos, those rings, the pieces that he cut the oven into. However, the chacham and metamen. Chacham disagreed. The chacham said that in spite of the sand between the chuyos, to the pieces he cut it into, since he did properly put the clay on the outside, it does adequately bind the pieces together. So this is considered a proper halachic tanur that is mekabel tumah. The Mishnah tells us, Zehu tanuro shel achnai. The reassembled oven just described became known as the tanur of achnai, of a coiled snake, a reference to the intense debating that occurred between the Ezra and the Chachamim regarding the status of this reassembled oven, with each side encircling the issue with numerous proofs. And Rabbi Eliezer indeed marshaled many proofs, but which did not sway the Chachamim. The Gemara Bava Metzia describes Rabbi Eliezer even invoked the heavens to show wonders, clearly of supernatural events, to demonstrate that the halacha is in his favor. There was even a voice that came from Shemayim announcing that the halacha should be like Rabbi Eliezer. But even with all of this, the Chacham were unfazed. The Chacham said, Torah is lo b'shamayimi. The Torah was given to man. And we have a principle that if there's a dispute between a minority and majority opinion, the halacha is in accordance with the majority opinion. So that dispute that man uses to determine halacha in controversial cases wins the day even over a baskol. The Mishnah then mentions another case. The Mishnah says, regarding Yoras Haravian, Sheu Chofer Ba'aretz V'toch B'tit, regards to the Tumah status of so-called Arabian cauldrons, which are not actual cauldrons. Rather, one digs a hole in the ground and then adds a layer of clay to the walls of the pit. Then he uses that as an oven. So the question is, does this have a status of a halachic tanur that's mekabel tumah? The Mishnah says it depends. If the mold that was formed in the pit of clay that you hardened upon being used was strong and thick enough such that even if the surrounding earth were removed, the clay portion would still stand by itself, then tame. And then it would be considered a tanur, which is mekabel tumah. But if not, if you would remove the earth, the clay layer would not be able to stand by itself, halacha is tahar, it would not be considered a halachic tanar, it would not be makabel tumah. Because in that case, the true walls of the oven are formed by the ground itself, and the ground is impervious to Tuma. The Mishnah notes, V'zehu tanuro shel ben dinai. This oven also had a nickname. It came to be called the oven of ben dinai. It was a person who manufactured many of these types of tanurim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.